Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Clare and Limerick are teaming up in a bid to host EuroPride, Europe's most significant LGBT plus event in 2028. And if successful, Ireland would play host to the international event for the first time, which attracts about 100,000 visitors from right around the world. Eddie McGuinness is Festival Director of the Outing Queer Arts Collective and Festival and former manager of Dublin Pride. Eddie's with me in studio today. Good afternoon, Eddie. How's things?
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
This craziness has started on our roller coaster to try and, as three small organisations, Limerick Pride and Queer Clare and the Outing Festival, is really putting our heads above the pulpit in a way here to actually try and bring over 100,000 plus people to the west of Ireland for EuroPride 2028.
A lot of our listeners will be very familiar with Dublin Pride and the crowds that that draws, you know, every single year, going on now for, I mean, sure it's...
Since 1982 and 83 is when it really started back, and then the momentum in the early 90s, I should know the dates off
by
heart.
But the last decade in particular,
yes.
You know, the numbers have grown quite significantly. This would be, I suppose, Dublin Pride on a hugely different level and outside of the capital.
Completely. This is the whole purpose. This is three small Pride organisations coming together and actually bidding. And we've been shortlisted against Manchester Pride, so which is even
which is
scarier.
Huge, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely huge. Plus, they get international acts from everything from Kylie Minogue right across the board. So they have the leverage on that scale. But now we're hoping that the leverage will be that the Irish government, local government, will come together and help us support. And this is all about diversity and inclusion and showing and showcasing what Ireland is all about.
So it's more than I suppose Limerick and Clare bidding for this. Like, the fact that you've been shortlisted, as you say, alongside the likes of Manchester is an achievement in itself.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. And for the fact is that this has been to every city in the world. Manchester has had it before in 2003. London has had it, started in London in 1992. And then it went on right across Europe. Like even in Paris. And Paris had over 300,000 people one year.
Right.
So you can imagine all that to the west of Ireland would be absolutely amazing. We'll turn the rainbow completely and absolutely gold at the end.
Lisa Daly is with us from Limerick Pride. For people maybe unfamiliar, Lisa, you might explain, what is EuroPride?
Well, EuroPride, good morning. Well, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good. It's, you know, it's about bringing everyone together. EuroPride is, you know, and then we have InterPride and World Pride. So there's all multiple different organisations at different level, and the EuroPride, it's huge, as you can even hear it in its name. It's your everyone in Europe, realistically. And for us, like as Eddie said, three small organisations to be up against giants like Manchester at the moment is an achievement in itself, you know. So, but the vision of what we're up to here, I think, is brilliant. As we say, there's three of us organisations, but our plan and our bigger goal is to really make this a community of the whole of Ireland being involved somewhere, you know.
So where would
the events
take place? Sorry, Lisa, would the, you know, in Ennis or in Limerick City?
Oh, both. So our plan is to go across with both of them. Limerick would host the parade part and the main evening, but and the conferences and things like that, we'll be doing tours, so it'll be a multiple of different things. We really want to show off the culture of both our counties as well, our history of both of our counties. I really believe our bid is very unique and very different, you know. So and then to be, you know, for the West, the way we have things to fall back like that, we're coming up with multiple different events between sport, water, everything, tourist attractions, you know, while everyone thinks Pride's a party. As Eddie even said there, you do hear of headliners like Kylie Minogue. And so on, like huge names. So this would be a huge thing if it was to come to the west of Ireland, and especially I think everyone in Ireland would benefit from us, you know, well, if we were to achieve the bit.
Aside from the obvious tourist boost of 100,000 people in Clare and Limerick over a number of days, Bernie O'Gorman from Queer Clare is with us as well. What would it mean for the LGBT community in the country, Bernie?
Hey, Andrea.
How are you?
The LGBT community, I'm laughing. I'm thinking about 100,000 people coming, you know, and the scale of that is comparable to something like the Ryder Cup, which is specifically a sporting event. Mm. Pride is different. Pride is really inclusive. It's for everybody, and it's for people from all walks of life. I think the reason that the West of Ireland makes it even more unique than usual is a city and big prides tend to cater for, you know, that party thing. I don't mind if Kylie comes, brand, that's not an issue.
Well, she was here last year for Electric Picnic.
She was, yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's that side of it. There's that big celebration. But the LGBT community is more than that, you know, and there are people who aren't into that. But imagine getting a bus out to Ireland's best tourist attraction, out to the Cliffs of Moher, out to the Burren, and small, intimate events, as well as that huge, huge excitement. And that's something that we can offer. And like, you know, Manchester is nice, but you can have a foam party anywhere, you know. You can't have what we have in the west of Ireland.
And is that, I suppose, what has helped Eddie to have the Clare Limerick bid shortlisted to this stage?
I think crucially for us is to our strong, exciting element of what the West of Ireland can actually achieve, but also the wider LGBTQ plus community is coming together to showcase who we are and what we are. But most importantly, Pride is always a protest, and Pride at the ethos is a protest. We still have not been there. You look at what is happening. Like this year is I'm going to Hungary Pride for the first time. I'm going to miss Dublin Pride for the first time since 1993 to be in Budapest Pride. They have been banned. We should not be banning Pride, no matter where we are or who we are. We should be an inclusive country, and that's what we are on the island of Ireland. And I think that's something we have to really embrace. And that is going to be some of our team is all about Pride in the community, but multiple communities. This is not just about the LGBTQ plus community. It is the wider communities, no matter who they are.
Listener says, when will we know if Limerick has been successful in the bid? Another texter asking, great to hear about this. We do need more festivals in the southwest. So it's Munster v Manchester basically at the moment, Eddie. When will you find out?
We will find out in October, mid-October. We actually go to the AGM. Over 1,000 prides across Europe vote for us.
Right.
So we have to go and do all the smoothing around
you're
Europe.
Electioneering and canvassing at the moment.
Canvassing at the moment. I got a little ethos of that in the local elections last year. But most importantly, I think it is talking to our own community, but the wider community. But most importantly, we do have to say, we need our national government, we need our government and local government to support this, because we're all volunteers. Mm. We do this all in our own time to actually bring one of the biggest LGBTQ plus events to the west of Ireland and the island of Ireland.
All right, Eddie McGuinness, Lisa Daly, Bernie O'Gorman, thanks a million for joining us. Best of luck with the application. I'm sure listeners will hear more about that, as you say, Eddie, in mid-October. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.